AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Russians who want to leave Egypt are being told they can only take with them carry-on bags. That country has also announced it will no longer offer flights out of that country. The announcement comes a week after a Russian passenger jet crashed in the Sinai. Our Jim Heintz in Moscow says there's still no official cause.
Russia has been more cautious than others about pointing to a particular scenario. The United States and Britain appear to have been more forthcoming in saying that a bomb planted by terrorists appears to be the most likely cause.
Meantime, the British government says another plane came within 1,000 feet of a rocket in August in the same region. No one was hurt, and officials do not believe that plane was being targeted. President Obama's final answer on the Keystone Pipeline project is no.
In a speech 2 years ago, the president said Keystone would only be approved if it
does not significantly exacerbate the problem of carbon pollution.
Yet the State Department concluded Keystone would actually have little impact, since Canada's dirty tar sands oil will come to market regardless. But Press Secretary Josh Earnest says building Keystone would make it harder to get polluters like China and India to join global climate efforts.
If those are policies that we only implement in the United States, it will not have the desired effect of preventing a warming planet.
Critics contend this latest rationale for rejecting Keystone is the difference between science and politics. Mark Smith at the White House.
One of the front runners in the GOP presidential race is finding out the spotlight can be uncomfortable. Presidential candidate Ben Carson has been criticized for saying in his book and in campaign stops he was offered a scholarship to attend West Point. He was asked by reporters in Florida whether that statement might have been a mistake.
I don't think so. I think it's perfectly clear. I think there are people who want to make it into a mistake. I'm not going to say it is a mistake, so forget about it.
Carson says he believes there's desperation on behalf of some people who are targeting him. This is AP Radio News. A Texas state judge has been shot and wounded outside her home in Austin. She's said to be in stable condition. No suspect is in custody. There's no indication whether the shooting was related to her work. One of the largest wildfires in California history has now been contained. The so-called Rough Fire burned nearly 238 square miles in the Sequoia and Sierra National Forests over the past 3 months. Two police officers in Louisiana have been arrested in the shooting death of a six-year-old boy this week.
Derek Stafford and Norris Greenhouse will both be booked on one count of second-degree murder and one count of attempted second-degree murder.
Colonel Mike Edmondson with the state police says the arrests were based in part on images from the officers' body cameras. Central Chile has been hit by a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. It was centered about 185 miles from Santiago. No damages have been reported. That quake was part of a string of aftershocks from an 8.3 magnitude quake which hit off the coast of Chile September 16th. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.